This is the I'm Stuff podcast, a podcast that teaches you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman. And in today's episode, episode 7 of season 8, we're talking about why your eating disorder is based on anxiousness and fear. Okay, guys, welcome back to episode 7 of season 8, and you will maybe hear a little bit of a cry of a little puppy dog behind me in this episode because I'm dog sitting, but we're going to talk about how anxiousness is the base of all eating disorders. And I'm going to jump into the certain attachment styles as well here, maybe not parenting styles this time, or maybe a little bit. And hopefully you can get informed and enlightened with this episode, because this season is still all about fear. I would like to add to the fact that the content is also going to change drastically on Instagram and also TikTok, because I will make sure I'll be posting there as well. And we're going to jump far more in psychology of food and attachment styles and parenting styles. And there will even be tips about weight loss. And that's why I want to take a second to address this, because the tips I will give will never ever be radical. However, I can imagine for some people it can be triggering. So because it can be triggering, I like to give a heads up here for the OG listeners. And just know that this is a place where a lot of people come that has different issues as well, not only eating disorders, or maybe disordered eating though. And it's also your responsibility to learn how to deal with your triggers, because you need to self-regulate and self-soothe and actually really ask that to your practitioner or your psychologist, how you can do that. Because this world, everybody around you has different goals around their health, and it shouldn't be triggering you. You could just acknowledge it and should go, you know, further with your day. And that's also part of healing. So just so you know that, there will be also a color system. I think when I'm using orange, I will be talking about food. And if I use green, I will be talking about attachment styles and parenting styles. So just so you know, and there will be just quite some differences. And I'm happy I can talk about this, because I feel my need now, after so many years of being busy with food and everything. I think it's 11 years now, going in 2024, that I also just want to add something new. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to be busy with food anymore, but I'm going to expand that, because just talking about food for me isn't enough, because it's so much psychology and everything is so much intertwined and connected with each other, that I think I would actually would be depriving you of very, very accessible, nice knowledge that can help you out on the long run. So that is that, and let's jump into this anxiousness. All of the eating disorder clients that I had in front of me, or disordered eating clients with a lot of yo-yo stuff weight-wise, have an anxious base or fearful avoidant base. Both of them are based on fear, so it really adds to the season, but it's also very, very important that you understand what's going on here. So there are attachment styles out there. There are four. We talk about secure attachment style. This is the idyllic thing to have. Fearful avoidant, that can actually go hot and cold with being anxious or avoidant. We have a dismissive avoidant attachment style, but actually is very, very avoidant, that in beginning maybe looks secure, but later on you will see how they process emotions and everything has a certain delay in it. They can really, they keep an arm's length in with their own emotions, but also keeping other people at a distance. And then we have the anxious preoccupied attachment style, that is very anxious based. And to be honest, to some extent, I find them all a little bit selfish, except the insecure attachment style. But I will be jumping into other episodes on how and what with that. And what I see with the fearful avoidant and anxious preoccupied is that that is often an eating disorder base. We are either trying to avoid our emotions and therefore binge or have anorexia or purge, so we are disconnected from ourselves, or we are very, very anxious. And you can see that back in certain behaviors, with counting calories, with being perfectionist, black and white thinking, when kids, for example, have the fear to have a bad grade. These types of behaviors I see with them, and therefore often an eating disorder is there. I can imagine you're thinking, you know, shit, you know, what does this mean for me? Well, it can even go further into your relationships later, either with friends or with romantic partners or with parents. Often the parents did put the buttons for this type of behavior, so some parenting styles, definitely something we should look out for as well. Mostly parents were very strict, or they had high standards for their kids, inconsistent with their love or availability, and therefore kids can have eventually these type of, or kids, people can have these attachment styles, but also eventually an eating disorder because of the inconsistency or pressure that a parent put there on a young age. And sometimes it can also be because of trauma. And you will also see that even when you check from all these attachment styles, if you would check the hormones and, you know, the dopamine and everything, they're all different. They all have different levels, and that's fucking crazy. But it is, like, a dismissive avoidant is really much a dopamine chaser, you know, maybe a lot in the gym, a lot of traveling, always a new relationship, love the honeymoon phase, very oriented on performing, you know, all the dopamine stuff. While you could see that with anxious people or fearful avoidance, the serotonin and dopamine are very low, or, you know, they need a lot of, how would you put that, a stimulation to bring that higher. And with people with eating disorders, for example, when you have anorexia, these hormones are low. And when you have binge eating, you have a temporary hit that goes up and then it goes down again, almost like some drug addict type of shit. When being anxious and when having a fearful avoidant attachment style, basically it comes all down to self-regulation. And that's why I talked about it in the beginning of this episode. Because you need to learn how to soothe and regulate your emotions. And often the reason why we do not have that is because our parents couldn't do a good job in soothing us or teaching us skills how to do so. And therefore, we end up with other products like drugs, alcohol, sex, or eating disorders to cope with the emotions we are feeling that can often feel very overwhelming. Anxious people, or the fearful avoidance, have, to summarize it up, that base of fear, that base of anxiety. So these groups are more likely to develop an eating disorder. And these groups have also certain hormone secretions like the other people that I just described. But often it's more lower. We're more prone to addiction. And we have a certain pattern of behavior, like white thinking, trust issues, going hot and cold, problems with emotion regulation, perfectionism, you know, scared to have bad grades. You have maybe had parents that were very strict and everything that comes with it. And it's just a cocktail of... Yeah, it's just a very shitty cocktail. You know, maybe you had parents that were very oriented on having a certain we say in Dutch prestatie. So maybe they had several children and they all wanted them to excel in sports, or you couldn't have a low education, or you should have, you know, that type of shit, basically. How do you fix this? And what does it mean in regarding to an eating disorder? You need to learn how to self-soothe and self-regulate, because often these parents didn't give you the tools to self-regulate. They gave you all the stress and all the bad buttons, but not the tools to self-regulate your emotions. A part of that that also is very important are boundaries, because if you do not have any boundaries for yourself, you do not set up boundaries for the world, and everything can be very, very overwhelming. So boundaries are so important on self-regulation, so you understand what you need to be a more balanced person. Adding to that, of course, when you have an eating disorder, and specifically when you're in the phase that you're not feeling well, so either you're having binges or you're very low on weight or you're purging, that is that avoidance side, because we don't want to feel the emotions, because often people with anxious, preoccupied, or fearful avoidance, they feel a lot, and they also feel a lot of anxiety, and that is basically a feedback loop to you to understand that something is up and something is happening in your body that isn't well. Basically, what happens is that you feel emotions, that all these emotions, or maybe one specific emotion, get translated to anxiety. And what you eventually will feel is that anxiety. So it's like this gray or middle bridge in the translation of what you're really feeling. And often you need a therapist to find out what you're really feeling. Because if you're feeling anxiety, okay, that is one thing. But beneath the surface, there's more. And there are actually different emotions, or an emotion you're really feeling and that is trying to talk to you. Being anxious, let me put it that way, or feeling anxious isn't per se a bad thing, because your body is telling you that something or someone or certain behavior isn't serving you. It's something I will jump in this episode with my personal experience. I took out my personal experience in the last episode of being vulnerable, but a few weeks ago somebody and their behavior gave me a panic attack, and that was the first time for me ever. So in, I don't know, in ages, maybe in 10 years or something, I for the first time became very, very anxious. It was crazy. Well, not 10 years, maybe 8 years. I became anxious, and I didn't have that for a very, very long time. And I never had a panic attack in my life. It was like the first time. It was like, what the fuck is happening? So I withdrew, or whatever you want to say it, took some time on my own and to understand what happened here. Is it something? Is it someone, or is it a habit that is triggering me? And eventually I discovered it was someone and the habit of that person that was triggering me. And then I need to make up boundaries, or how you would like to call it, to preserve myself and self-regulate myself to make sure that my central nervous system is well and I can take care of my own and my own body and mental health. So that anxiousness was actually translating and talking to me like, Queenie, you need to watch out. There's something up here and you need to take some steps to save yourself, basically, or protect yourself. Maybe that's the better word. So that is how, that's actually a perfect example of how there are certain emotions that you're feeling. In this case for me, it was abandonment and rejection. I went to self-regulating and I discovered which emotions there were. In between the emotions and discovering what it was, of course, there was anxiety. That's why I got the panic attack. And eventually the loop was complete to understand that I felt these emotions, being sad and shit, everything. I understand who did it. I could make a conscious decision with a boundary if I would proceed with that or not. And from there on, I could actually better my quality of life. And this is something, that's why I'm, discussing this openly with you, for you to understand how and what. You're feeling anxiety. Because of that anxiety, it's driving you to certain habits that are actually damaging you. But what you need to actually understand and need to be curious for is which emotions are driving that anxiety. And what do you need to cater those emotions to stop the feeling of anxiety and therefore stop the habits? And if you can discover that, hopefully with a therapist, your eating disorder will be far, far, far away from you and will be smaller and smaller. And you're not more an anxious or fearful driven person. And maybe you will not be 100% fixed with it. Believe me, it takes some fucking time to get rid of this and become a more secure person. But you already are going into the right way of understanding how and what. I have some book recommendations that I've been doing in the podcast lately. One of these is David Rigo, Triggers, Try to Self-Regulate Yourself. And one of them is The Pocket Therapist of Annie Zimmerman. You can find her on Instagram as well. Lovely book, seriously lovely book. It's also understandable language, and there are very much practical guides on how you can self-regulate and help yourself out and understand yourself better. So definitely try that one out. And I think that's that for this episode. See you in episode 8, and hopefully you will all like the new content. It is going to be a little bit more psychology based, but I know you will profit from it if you look further than just food as a person with an eating disorder. See you the next time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.